A new children's health unit in Wellington will provide special care for families from Hawke's Bay, Taranaki, Marlborough and all in between. Te Wai Nui was blessed at dawn before being formally opened by the Governor-General and Health Minister. Our reporter Kirsty Frame and cameraman Samuel Rillstone were at the ceremony this morning.
Ready?
One, two, three.
The beginning of a new chapter for children's health. Te Wai Nui will care for up to 151 tamariki, both short and long term. It's a place no whānau wants to be, but some can't avoid. If you could sum up the interiors in one word, it's spacious.
Every single bed will have a pull-down bed for a parent to stay on next to the child, so they're not going to need to sleep in a lazy boy or make do. They can get a good night's rest as well.
Rosalind Wood is a paediatrician and co-clinical leader for Child Health Services. She says particularly in the RSV epidemic last year, it was challenging not having the space.
One of those children would cry and wake up all the other children. By the time I came to do a ward round, half the parents were in tears as well. They were so exhausted. And those poor little babies, those poor parents, they're just all utterly exhausted. It's a very difficult space to get well in.
That won't be the case any longer. It's a dream turned into a reality, thanks to huge generosity from local property developers Mark Denychik and Dorothy Spotswood. They donated $53 million. That was later matched by the government, and the remaining $10 million was fundraised by the community. Nicholas Volpicelli-Mulo was a special part of the project. A broken collarbone when he was 14 led to a discovery of a bone tumour.
It was a very scary thing to come across as a child. So through that, you know, I had to have regular checkups at the hospital.
His time in the wards inspired him to fundraise over the last 3 years. He raised money for 55 TVs so that kids can have that much-needed distraction.
So it feels really good because just seeing that, you know, what's something that started, you know, as almost a project to try help people actually came true.
Nicholas is intending to study medicine himself next year. The Health Minister, Andrew Little, says the new facility would not be here if it wasn't for the community.
The government of the day has got a responsibility to make sure hospital facilities are there. But some of those extra things that just make the difference, great when other people can contribute. But one thing is for sure, that we would not have this facility in this way without Mark Denychik and Dorothy Spotswood and their very generous contribution.
The health centre is mostly just for beds. Patients needing care will still need to go over the bridge to the main hospital. Minister Little says while the new space hasn't added any extra bed capacity, it will free up more space in the general hospital for other care services.
There are a range of other projects still in the queue for the main hospital, including upgrading ED, but the more space we add and create, then the more of the existing facilities we can free up and repurpose.
The facility will be up and running for patients from October 17th.